Good morning. Welcome to Colonel Springs Baptist Church as we gather together to worship. We especially welcome those of you that are live streaming with us today, as well as those of you that are live in this service today. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just praise you today that on this Labor Day weekend that we can come together to worship you and you only. And Heavenly Father, that's our desire today, that we come into this building and we lift your name above every name. Heavenly Father, we pray today for those that are sick. And we especially want to lift up to you today Joyce and Greg Ballard, Carol and Glenn Scarborough, Miss Dot Lee, Brother James Gardner, Bud Myers. And Father, we pray your comfort today on the Arnold family and the Farrah family. And Lord, we pray today for those that are recovering from surgery, Johnny Morgan's two children. We pray for Lynn Cavanaugh today as she recovers from surgery. And Father, we just thank you today that we can look to you and that we can lift up our prayer petitions to you and that we can praise your name above every name. So Lord, we come today to do that, just to praise you and just to worship you and you only. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. One announcement that I want to make you aware of, our Awana First Club meeting begins tonight at 4 o'clock. A sign up for games and crafts and snacks, and you may drop your children off at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock today, it'll end about 6 o'clock. And would you pray this morning? We still have a teacher opening, TNT teacher opening in Awana. That's for grades 3 through 5, and we got about 3 to 5 kids that need a teacher for grades 3 through 5. So pray about the Lord using you in that respect. Chris, lead us as well.
Good morning. Let's all stand as we sing Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory. tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone in your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fly. Tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone in your presence, Lord. And and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your shout from the depths of our redeemed lungs,
for the blood that you shed as our ransom.
Hear the sound, heaven's shake, be exalted, King of glory, overflow. Almighty God, forever you reign, we worship you, for even the grave you overcome. We magnify your people, rejoice with hands held high, forever we sing you overcome. What kind of judgment leave his chambers to pardon prodigals and thieves with a crown of thorns? The veil was torn for me. So we shout from the depths of our redeemed lungs, for the blood that you shed as our ransom. Hear the sound, heaven shake, be exalted, King of glory, overflow. Almighty God, forever you reign, we worship you.
Father, thank you for this day, God, that you've given us. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. The victory that we have in you as your children. God, I just ask today, Lord, that you would revive us. Revive us again. Revive us as a nation. Revive us as your people. And God, we know that that revival starts in each one of us. God, my prayer today, God, is that our country be revived. My prayer today, God, is that we would all turn to you, Lord, in all that we do. Father, I just pray today, God, for some of our family and our community, Lord, that's hurting, that has lost loved ones, that's sick, and all the unspoken that are out there today, Jesus, you know who they are. God, my prayer is, Lord, for your will to be done. My prayer is for your healing hand of comfort to come down upon each one of these families. And Father, I pray today, God, for our pastor. Jesus, give him the words to say to us, Lord. Help us to be attentive. Help us to open our hearts. I'm not just saying that, I mean that, Lord. Help us to be attentive and open our hearts and our minds and be receptive to what it is you want us to get out of this message today. I pray, God, that we take it with us and we'd apply it in our lives, Lord. And Jesus, I just pray today, God, for this church. I'm very thankful, Lord, that we can come here freely and worship you today. I'm very thankful that these are my brothers and my sisters. I just pray, God, that you pour out blessings on each family here today, Lord. We ask all this in your precious name. Amen.
Be in prayer for the Doug Arnold family today. We certainly mourn his passing. Doug was 88 years old, served many years as a deacon here at this church. I remember him well on our building and grounds committee that he headed up for years. Well, all of this technology, I remember preaching when we didn't have none. But do remember that family in your prayers. Doug headed up our building and grounds committee for many years. My, did a lot of work in this church and in this community. And for us older men of this church, we remember Doug was our man that cooked rabbits once a year for the wives and the husbands of our men and women's ministry. So we do mourn his passing today. Turn with me this morning to the book of Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. Beginning with verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer unto thee, he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. And then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drank in thy presence, and thou hast taught us in thy streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are at last, and those that are last shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Let us pray. Our Father, God, we acknowledge today that we need you. And without you, we're nothing. And we can do nothing. And Heavenly Father, we pray in this moment, Lord, that you would touch this body of clay and these vocal cords of clay and this mind of clay, and help me, God, to deliver the message that you'd have me to do in this hour. And Our Father, focus every mind and every heart in this building upon you. It is my prayer today, Lord, if there be those that do not know you and have not trusted you to be their Savior, that today that would occur in their lives. And we pray for those in the live streaming audience today. If there be those that do not know you, that today they'll trust you and they'll receive you as their Savior. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge to you that we need you. We acknowledge to you we're nothing without you. And we acknowledge to you that we depend totally upon you in this hour. God, speak to our hearts. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to think about the subject today, sad words that lost men will hear. Sad words. Notice the text today. Sad words that lost men will hear, as we read from the 13th chapter of Luke. Today in our text, we find Jesus going through the cities and villages, making his way toward Jerusalem to die on the cross. And I want you to notice Jesus on his way toward Jerusalem. A question is asked of him in verse 23. Lord, are there few that be saved? Lord, are there few that be saved? The man is not asking how he might be saved. That's not in that text. But he's simply asking, Lord, are there few that be saved? Was this a question out of curiosity? Or was this a question that was being discussed among the people of that time? Are there few that be saved? You think about that just a minute, and you have to ask yourself this question, am I saved? Am I saved? Are you saved? You see, we live in a world right now that some folks have a denomination salvation. What do you mean denomination salvation? Well, you can ask some people, are they saved? And this is how they'll answer it. They will say to you that they are a dyed-in-the-wool Southern Baptist. Let me tell you something. Being a dyed-in-the-wool Southern Baptist is not salvation. Man is not saved because he belongs to this or that denomination. Oh, he is saved if he's washed by the blood of the Lamb shed on Calvary. Scripture says in Hebrews, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. My friend, could I submit to you today that in heaven there will be no denomination tags hanging there? Wow. No denomination tags, just blood-bought believers. That's who will be in heaven. And then there are others that have a sincerity salvation. Oh, dear. Oh, there are those that say that, you know what, you'll go to heaven if you are sincere about what you do. Oh, my lands. Could I say to you that that's counterfeit? That's counterfeit. Oh, there are many cults in America today who believe that they're sincerely right. But truth is, they're sincerely wrong and sincerely lost. Someone has told them that the way to go to heaven is to work their way to heaven. To work their way to heaven. My friend, that's counterfeit salvation, because salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then some folks have an ancestral salvation. That's counterfeit. Some folks say, well, I'm going to go to heaven because my grandma went there. Big deal. Some folks say, I'm going to go to heaven because my mama went there. Listen, if you're going to go to heaven, you better trust Jesus to be your Savior. You, I ain't talking about nobody else. Some folks have this thought about their ancestry. Oh, the Jews, they believe that they are sincerely right but they're sincerely lost by and large. You can go into Jerusalem and you'll find a little bitty Baptist church, a little bitty Baptist church where a few Jews go to worship. And I love the Jewish people, and I love Israel, and the United States of America better line up with them, or we'll be on the wrong side. My friend, listen to me. Jewish people, with the exception of the few, are lost and still looking for Jesus to come the first time to earth. Untold millions, sincere, ancestral, but lost. But lost. Are you saved? Then I want you to notice the response of our Lord to the question, verse 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Strive to enter in. My friend, the way to salvation is specific. Matter of fact, it's very specific. The way to salvation is but one way, and his name is Jesus Christ. There are many ways. There are many ways that folks say to be saved, but beloved, listen to me. There's not but one way to be saved. There's not but one way, and if somebody tells you any different, they just lied to you. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If man tries to be saved outside of Jesus Christ and his finished work on Calvary, he for sure will miss heaven and go to hell. Notice verse 24, the word strive. The word strive means to agonize or contend, to diligently seek God. Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word strive to enter. Few are willing to pay the price. Few are willing to pay the price. Oh, it cost them too much. They want to hang on to all the things of the world. My friend, things of the world, listen to me. You won't take them with you into eternity. And you sure won't take things of the world into heaven, because listen, only thing you're going to take into heaven is your soul if you're saved by his grace through faith in Christ. Strive to enter in. Some say it costs too much. It costs too much, my friend, listen. It cost my Savior's blood on Calvary. And he offers it to me as a free gift. And all I have to do is accept it by faith. Then I want you to note verse 25. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know not which ye are. Listen, Jesus taught in that verse that man can respond too late. Too late. There's that time limit to salvation. You see, the door will not always be opened. At any moment, man can pass away. At any moment, you and I can be living right now, and before sundown today, I can be gone into eternity, and so can you. Oh my, it's dangerous to wait. It's dangerous to wait. Verse 25 is a picture of the lost man after death knocking at a closed door and begging to enter heaven, but too late. Are you saved? You might say, well, preacher, I know I need to get saved. And preacher, I want to be saved. But not now. Listen to me. You are playing a very dangerous game to say not now. Because what you're saying is some more convenient season, I'll trust him. And my friend, listen to me, some more convenient season may never come. What an eternal risk. You are gambling with your soul. What if your appointment is today? Preacher, what are you talking about? My Bible teaches me that death is an appointment. And you won't miss it. I might miss my dentist appointment. I wish I could. And I might miss seeing my surgeon, and sometime I'd like to do that. And I might miss seeing my doctor. Bless his heart. But my friend, death is an appointment that not a one of us will miss. If you know right now that you need to be saved, you don't need to put that off to some more convenient season. You know what Jesus taught? He taught that unbelievers will be told, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Untold numbers of people that are affiliated with New Testament churches are lost. I hate to make this next statement I'm going to make, but I've said for many years that one of the biggest mission fields in America is inside the walls of our local churches. Because people have joined the church but never joined up with Jesus. How do I know that? Because I did that for years. That's how I know it. My friend, there's a whole lot of difference to being a saved church member than a lost church member. Saved church members have peace about where they're going to in eternity. Lost church members are in turmoil in their life about where they're going in eternity. Oh, listen. Some folks are baptized church members but lost. Baptized church members but lost because baptism does not save you. Some are on the roll of the New Testament church but lost. What amazes me is there's some rolls in New Testament churches that have been lost. And they can't find them. Listen, as long as my name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, I'm not worried about being tied up down here to some roll on this earth. Some serve in church leadership but lost. There are deacons in Baptist churches and Sunday school teachers in Baptist churches and workers in Baptist churches that are lost and need Christ. How in the world did they get those positions? Listen, you can be popular in the Baptist church. The first thing you know, you got a position. But popularity does not save mankind. Jesus does. Wow. Some give big money to the church. They think they can buy their way into heaven, but they're lost. Some are good moral people. Moral people. Oh, there's so many men with moral character that don't know Jesus and they're lost. Some play church on Sunday. Some play church. What preacher were you talking about? Well, some folk get up on Sunday and they put on their Sunday best and they go to church so everybody can see them. I remember back in the day that women used to wear hats to church. And if you didn't have a hat, you wasn't quite in style. And my mama had a hat. And she had a lot of hats. And she wore them on Sunday. And she'd take us boys about the third row down in that Presbyterian church. And she'd line us up. And she'd sit by us. And one day my brother Billy decided to put his arm around Mama. And he did. And her hat sailed across the audience. And it broke up church. Wow. You know what needs to happen? Churches need to get broke up, and lost people in the church needs to trust Jesus. Some folks are counterfeit Christians. Counterfeit Christians. They profess that they know God, Titus 1:16, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to good works reprobate. Oh, how sad to not enter heaven! How sad it will be when men will cry out, Lord, please search the book again. I thought my name was there. Lord, please search the book again. I used to pray in church, and I used to give in church, and I used to teach in church. Lord, please search the book again. And he'll say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Oh, how many will see godly parents and children and friends and neighbors enter heaven, and they find out themselves that they're lost. Listen right now, listen to me. Every one of you in this building, listen to me. You know if you're lost or not. You know if you're lost. And then I want you to know verse 29 and 30. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Notice something. Jesus taught where the saved would come from. All nations, all classes of society, yes, from the east and the west and the north and the south, and they will sit down in the kingdom. This is a picture of the marriage supper. Yes, the saved will come from all classes of people. Rich, poor, middle income, educated, uneducated, red, yellow, black, and white. God is no respecter of persons. Are you saved? Are you saved? I did not ask you if you were a church member. I did not ask you, have you been baptized? I did not certainly ask you how good you are. I ask you, are you saved? And the answer is either yes or no. Yes or no. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus personally? You know what? If you don't know him personally, you can pray to him this morning, asking him to forgive you of your sins and come into your heart and save your soul. Today I stand here before you to preach the gospel of Christ, and to reject the gospel of Christ will cost you a home in heaven. The gospel of Christ, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The gospel of Christ, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gospel of Christ, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gospel of Christ, Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Are you saved? Are you saved? Let us pray. Father, you know every heart that's listening to this message today, both live stream and in this live audience. And God, it's my prayer today that you'll save the lost in this building. Save the lost that are listening to me. Save the lost man that's nearest hell right now. And I'll praise you in Jesus' precious name.